Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast, and today we've got a new guest, that is...
Oh, me, sorry.
No, sorry, that's...
Excuse me, sorry.
Everyone does it, it's not just you.
Sorry, dude, right, okay, I'm new to this kind of thing, so...
That's fine. So, yeah, again, welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Thanks for, like, coming on, doing it. You want to tell us a bit more about yourself and who you are, and, like, we'll go from there?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Go on then.
Right, sorry.
It's Sunday morning, so it's fine.
I'm not even hungover. So, sorry, okay. I am XIBPaz49. My real name is Dylan Parry. I'm a YouTuber. I'm from North Wales, and I just talk politics, and I'm right of centre, even though I've been called far right and, you know, and Nazi and fascist and all the rest of that. But I'm not, so I just talk. That's what I do.
If you say anything against the narrative or that they don't agree with, you're transphobic, racist, a Nazi.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I like to speak up against.
I think it's come... This is one of the reasons why I've done this podcast, because I believe in free speech and, like, freedom of expression and freedom of thought.
Yeah.
But it seems you're getting closed down all the time. I'll give you an example. When I was on Facebook, I'm not on Facebook anymore. When I was on Facebook, I put a comment about the UK should go to a point system like Australia. And then with that, I just got lambasted. But like underneath, I did say, unless you're a real refugee. And no one really wanted a conversation with it. Everyone was perfectly good enough to say, oh, you're a Nazi. That's like NF. You should go and join the NF. And I'm like, people have been saying that, have known me for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And they should know better. But what better times in 2020 to have a political YouTube channel and be on Twitter? Because it's all kicked off, hasn't it? You've like got this virus.
Yeah, you've got the virus. You've got the lockdown. Historic.
It is. What's your take on the lockdown and the virus? I'm not too... I don't know if the virus is real. I have done a few podcasts on it. Yeah. I think there's something more to it. What's your view on it?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I live with a guy, and he's the other half's dad, and he's the conspiracy guy. So I get it all the time. So I'm always brushing it off. You know, the things he comes out with are far out there. But other things he's come out with are quite true. As for the lockdown, I'm starting to think there's something in it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. It's something's not right. I mean, for such a small kill rate as this, and the government to lock us down because of it, it's just that. Because the common flu is killing more people still.
It does.
You look at the statistics on Google, the health websites. The flu is killing more people. Yet, you know, the government's locking us down over something so menial, and it is menial. It's just crazy, and it's being used again as a narrative for some reason. I don't know what it is.
I mean, I did a podcast saying it's the biggest psyop of our lifetime, sort of thing. It amazes me how quick they implemented everything. It's amazing how quick that people conformed, didn't question, and then the government used like a gaslighting technique of manipulation of stay in, save lives, save the NHS, which puts the onus on you. So if there is a second spike and you didn't stay in, you'd be partly responsible. Yeah. And I thought that's pretty bad of them. But I'm just surprised on how many people are screaming for the lockdown more. And like, everyone's okay with like the freedom taken away, because it's still illegal. Well, yeah, it's like still legal to go into someone's house, going to see your partner if them, like, you don't live with them, going to see your family.
Yeah.
It's just very strange times.
It's strange and historic, and it's changed the world. Maybe that was the agenda, I don't know, but you know, nothing will be the same again.
No.
Ever again. I mean, I've got a few mates who are delivery drivers, and the way they do things, they're completely different now. And people are scared to come to their doors when you deliver stuff. They'll knock on the window and go,
yeah,
and go away. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I walk past people, and they have the scarf down, and like, if I walk past, they pull it back up and then pull it down again.
Oh, there's a lady, and she's a regular jogger. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been for a lot, 5 years now, and I've always seen her jogging, and now I see her jogging with this mask on. And who was it? I've got a friend who's a nurse, and I was talking about this, and she says she shouldn't do this because her lung will eventually collapse, or it'll just hold the bacteria in the mask, and then she'll breathe it in, and then it'll kill her. And it killed someone in North Wales, funny enough.
Did it really?
Yeah, it did, yeah. All this bacteria, she just had this on the whole time. But she was working. She was told to work to have it on. So 9 hours a day, she had to wear this on without fail. Mm-hmm. And then all this bacteria was building up, and she was breathing it in, and she wasn't getting rid of it. So the bacteria infested in her lungs and killed her.
Yeah, it's just mad. People like it was a bit like mass hysteria with them like that. People just went and just followed what the news said. They didn't really do any research. I mean, like as like you said, the flu kills 250,000 to 650,000 people a year worldwide, and we don't have lockdowns for that. But just as the lockdown was easing, we get these riots. And this is what I really wanted to talk to you about.
Yeah, sure.
It spread like wildfire, and people are, some people, I'm not saying all of them, I'm sure some of them are doing it for a right reason and like they actually believe in it, but some of them also are doing it for virtual signalling. Look at me. They think they're doing the right thing when they don't actually know the facts or the narrative behind things. What makes me angry is, I believe fair is fair. So if they have their say, you should be allowed your say.
Yeah, of course.
If your say don't match their narrative, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube can't start censoring you and start kicking you off because you've got a different like opinion, because your opinion won't be aired. So the like sort of problem with censoring things is it's not only taking away your choice to say what you want, it's taking away the other person's choice of listening to you.
Yeah.
One thing that did make me feel a bit uneasy was when they hit the UK, these protests, they demanded the police kneel.
Oh.
On one knee, and I didn't notice some of the police did. Now, I'm not sure if the police are allowed to show their political alliances, because surely if it does kick off big time and they're not seen to be quelling the riot down, is quelling the right word, calming the riot down, they could be seen to be on the side of like the rioters, because they've already been filmed and taken pictures of kneeling.
It's like the celebrities jumping on the bandwagon. It's a trendy progressive thing to get behind, and it's all about, you know, bigging up their brand. All celebrity is a brand, isn't it? He's doing it for Brad Pitt. He doesn't give a shit about Black Lives or nothing like that. But when I applied for Hampshire Police years ago, massive paperwork to get for the interview and the scenarios you have to do. And one of the things was you have to declare you're not part of a political organisation. You have no affiliation. You have BNP, no political party whatsoever, especially right-wing groups. Mm-hmm. So for the police to do this is, I wouldn't say it's, politically, I'd say it's more pandering.
Pathetic is the word I was looking for.
This should all be said. I mean, I saw that video yesterday of Milton Keynes. Isn't that Thames Valley Police? Milton Keynes, just up the road from me.
Right.
And they started kneeling, and they were given the order to kneel. If that was me, I wouldn't do it.
The order to kneel?
Yeah, I recorded the video off Twitter.
All right.
That's how I do my clips anyway, so... There's someone going around and say, right, order, you have to kneel. And then they're all kneeling, and it's just pandering. And because you give an oath as a copper. So, I was in the prison service, I made 2 coppers and all that. And you do give an oath of allegiance, and that completely went against it. They kneeled in front of a baying mob, you know, and I'm speechless. You know, I said, before my country, I couldn't imagine the army. Because I did riots in Belfast, you know, Northern Ireland, and all that. And I can imagine kneeling in front of them. It's just giving them power.
Well, I think you're a year older than me. I'm 41.
Yeah.
So like I like can remember when I used to come home from school and my mum and dad had the telly on, and yeah. there was the army in the streets of them, like sort of Northern Ireland and things like that. And I like can remember the bombings in Manchester and things like that. And it's like that's, you know, that's like sort of different to like what's happening now. But the police are still bowing down. And it's like, that's not what the police are there for. Not to show their allegiance to each side. They're there to keep the peace. And I watched one video last night where someone threw a bike into a police horse.
Yeah, I saw that. That was disgusting.
And it's like, if this is the left used to be, it's not like the left used to be in like the 80s and 90s where they used to fight for free speech. Like a proper hard-working...
Yeah.
There's like seems to be no self-responsibility now. They seem to want everything for nothing, and their narrative is if we throw a bike it's fine, but if you do something it's not fine. Like we was talking before we started recording, Tommy Robinson got spat at in the car park. Someone came up to him on a bike, said you're a racist prick, and spat in his face. Tommy obviously defended himself, which anyone would if someone spat at you in general, but if there's a pandemic, regardless if you believe it or not, because like the people who do cough and spit at people do get arrested, but it'd be interesting to see what happens to this person.
Oh, nothing. Nothing, because it'll be... The MSM's narrative is that Tommy Robinson is the bogeyman, is the bad man. Same as Trump, orange man bad, Tommy Robinson bad. And they'll spin this into a headline, Tommy Robinson knocks over innocent.
But, yeah.
Like, that's what they'll do. And that's what, I mean, as same thing with this, you know, the rioters throwing the bike on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing on the news whatsoever. Nothing. I mean, there was a Guardian journalist on Twitter last night wanting someone to make a video of it with some soundtrack on it. And then... I can't remember which journalist it was, but it was a BBC journalist who joined in taking the piss, you know.
Yeah, it's really strange times. You did a video on your YouTube channel, because you have got a YouTube channel. I will put it in the description, but you did one about, was it D-Day? That's in, like your latest one.
Oh, yesterday, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do them, like, you want to tell us a bit more about that, where it's just sort of forgotten about and everyone's demanding... You should apologise for your ancestors' sins, and you should kneel down. And it's like, if it takes this to get to people to like this, what gets me is people should already be like this. They sort of should already want to make a change.
Yeah.
And that's why I think a lot of them are jumping on the bandwagon, because it's like cool and groovy, and you seem to be doing the right thing, when in actual fact you're just virtual signalling, and you should have been doing it before George Floyd's death, regardless of if it was a race issue or not, because I don't think it's been said if it's a race issue like George Floyd. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard anything different.
I've not heard anything different. All I know about this George Floyd thing is that it's being used as a race issue. But, I mean, look at it. The copper who killed him had no... history of any bigotry, discrimination, racism, nothing. That the other people knelt on him were all different races as well. It's been jumped on. A black guy died at the hands of a white man. That's a touch paper for something that they want, to light the bonfire that they need to G people up.
I mean, it's like, I mean, it must have been terrifying for George, and it's like a horrible thing to happen to anybody.
Oh, yeah, of course, absolutely.
On the flip side of that coin, and this is no justification of what's happened, but do people know that he broke into a pregnant woman's house and held the gun to a her stomach within the baby still? Sorry?
People don't want to know about that. All they see is a poor black man as a victim. Mm. And when you post, like I did, I posted George Floyd's criminal record and everything, and it was removed. you know, then again, it's the social media, isn't it? It's the platform run by lefties for lefties. That's it.
Well, it's getting there, yeah. Because as you mentioned about Donald Trump, no matter what he does, even if he does something really good now, people are just going to ignore it.
Oh, he can find the cure for cancer.
Oh, yeah.
He can fight the cure for cancer, and all it'll take is for Nancy Pelosi to sign it off, because she's the Speaker of the House, isn't she? America. She'll refuse. She'll rip it up. She won't give a shit.
No, because, I mean, like, he does troll people. There's no doubt about it. And he is a bit of an arsehole at times, but...
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. But the way things are going, and it's counterproductive because people are smashing up their own communities and they're also smashing up black businesses.
Yeah.
When people come out to defend, they get it in the head, and there's plenty of videos out there. And it's getting to a point, is what side do you believe? Because you only can see a small clip of a video and you don't see the before and after. And it's like, well, what do you believe now? Because, like, YouTube are censoring things. Twitter are going to censor things. Instagram, I'm not so sure about censoring. I mean, I'm on Instagram and I'm back on Twitter now. But it's just gone mad. 2020's gone completely crazy.
Makes you wonder whatever's going to happen next.
I mean,
aliens landing, that'll be the next one. Nothing will top that.
Well, it'd be pretty cool if like sort of aliens did.
Yeah.
Has there been any marches where like you are? Because there's one today where we. What day is it today? Is it Saturday or Sunday?
It's Sunday.
It's I'm lost. There's like one today where like we are, and then. That's in Cleethorpes, and there's one in Grimsby next Saturday, this like coming Saturday next and right week.
Right.
Has been any matches where like you've
no,
been?
That video I did that live stream, I just literally stumbled. I mean, I took the kid into town because W.H. Smith was open and he wanted a comic, so I'll walk him into town because he's stuck in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked into town, so I came back by the park and I just saw this group of people sat in a ring. I thought, oh my God, this is a golden opportunity. But I've got the kid with me, so I can't really start anything. So I walked up, I sat by the bench where the swimming pool is. I thought, I've got to redo this. I told the kid, I said, listen, just be quiet when I film this. Read your comic or something. So he did, good boy. And I was watching him, and I did that live stream. And the live stream's still up. And that was it. They just sat there silently wearing their masks. And I think I got spotted because someone took a picture of me. I saw the flash going. and then someone waved. I thought, oh Jesus, it's going to kick off. So I hightailed it. I uploaded the video, but that was it. But someone subbed to my channel who lives here, and was good friends with me also. She told me there's police fans, a couple of police fans behind Chopping Complex. So obviously they were expecting something. So I went down again. Hence, that's why I did that memorial thing. And I spoke to a cop. Are you expecting any trouble today then? So, no, we're just, you know, ensuring that social distancing is happening. And
well, like the police can't enforce social distance.
No, they can't.
Social distancing. I got it out in the end because it's a guideline. It's not a law.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So him saying that, I mean, like the things I've read, I mean, I had a look on someone's Facebook because I didn't want to see the invitation.
Yeah.
And like there's two of them and both of them say one of them says you're required to wear face masks. This is outside. And another one was basically said you can wear face masks. It'd be better if like you wore face masks. Now, the conspiracy theorist in me would say if you wanted to wear a face mask and if like anything kicked off, is it beneficial for a face mask? So, like, you can't be easily recognised by facial recognition. I said that to one of my friends, and, like, he went, don't be stupid. No, it's just a health and safety issue. But I'm like,
You never know these days. You never know.
Because it's getting old. I mean, Antifa are terrorists.
They are, indeed.
And, like, but they're classed as the left side of things. And it's like, it just made me think, I'm like, if like I had a peaceful protest, wanted a peaceful protest, I wouldn't care if like people wore masks or not. I mean, as long as there was social distancing and they used the common sense, which I don't think many people have got anymore.
Yeah.
That's fine. But I won't say you're required to wear a mask because that's going against an ethic of like freedom of choice.
Yeah.
And the left are implementing that. So I don't know if they realise how stupid they look when, like, they say you must wear a mask at a protest. I'm like, you're protesting, but you're saying you must wear something and you're protesting against freedom. It just don't make sense.
I mean, the conspiracy theorist in me, and there's not much, but still, I reckon Black Lives Matter and Antifa are telling people to this to hide their identity because they're going to be up to no good anyway.
Cool, that's
what it is for. Now,
some of them will be, definitely.
if they want to change things and stop being so racist, you know, and, you know, there was someone on radio yesterday, LBC, saying the police force in this country is so institutionally racist. I thought they can't be, because they bend over backwards to minorities. They've got the black lives. They've got the Black Police Association, Muslim Association.
Yeah.
You know, they literally, you know, political correctness has swept like a cancer through the police force. But if these protesters want to target people like me to acknowledge that we are a racist country, which we're not, I refute that big time. We're not a racist country. We pander and bend over big time to the BAME community. They're in the Lords. They're in Parliament, for God's sakes. You've got Rishi Sunak, Chancellor of Exchequer. They're in the top tiers of government. Meghan Markle was allowed to marry into the royal family, and she was mixed race. We are not a racist country. Now, if they need to pander, if they need people like me, my demographic, my mindset, to think, oh, my God, something needs to be done, right? They should do it peacefully. They should do what Martin Luther King did, do inspirational speeches, not what Anthony Joshua said the other night. Just go and spend your money in black businesses, fuck white businesses.
Yeah.
With that speech, you know, which should be on my video later on. They should do that just peacefully, just walk hand in hand, do inspirational speeches and be civilized and be respectful. And then they get people like me to listen to them. While they do shit like this, I am all for the army.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, Bloody Sunday style. I've said it. It's the only thing that's going to stop them. It's the only thing that's going to stop them is a big stick.
The thing is, I'm all for protesting because, again, this podcast is about free speech and it has anyone on. I'm not bothered what your views are. I've, like, set this up so people can have their views and have their say, and then it can go out, because that's the way it sort of should be. And I'm an adult and I don't cry if I disagree with somebody else.
Yeah.
What do you think to the... thought was where only white people can be racist and black people can't be racist because they've been oppressed, so they've got like a free pass. And if anyone says that's not the case, that is, because I've actually been told that before. And that goes along with the gay community, the trans community, and I've had gay people on my podcast, I've had trans people on my podcast, so
yeah,
that's like, you know. But what do you feel when people say, well, they've got a pass for doing that? Because this isn't a peaceful protest anymore. This is a violent protest. When bikes are being thrown at horses, not like only is that endangering the horse's life, the officer's life on the horse doing the job. If that horse bolts, which it did do, one of them did bolt, it causes, well, you don't want a fucking horse running at you, do you? Let's face it, because like the sort of massive that can do damage.
Yeah.
So I don't get where they're coming from. Is it ripped down the system? And then what we're going to do? The like sort of where... We're in the shit as it is from like this virus. This is putting things back because they're writing on war memorials, they're smashing windows, not social distancing. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if we get a peak after this. But like, obviously, it's all right for them to do this. The police aren't really bothered about this social distancing issue now because it's their right to protest, which is fine, but it's not a peaceful protest anymore.
The real virus here is political correctness, the political correctness that has swept through the institution, which allows ethnic minorities to believe that they're victims, and that allows the policemen, which we recruited, to kneel in front of them. That's the real virus here. And they're going to be allowed to do it still because they are ethnic minorities, and they are seen as the eternal victims. Sadly, some of them, I mean, I know black people, and, you know, I talked to them about this, and they're just as disgusted. They think, what the hell are they playing at? They look at them on telly and think, what the hell are you doing? Nothing to the cause. We just put the cause back years.
There's loads of black people coming out saying this isn't the way to do it. There's Mike Tyson saying it. There was two twins in America, black twins saying... one of the black twins said, the only way you'll get me walking down the street with a Black Lives Matter is a gun against his head.
Yeah.
So it's not just the white community or this or that community. It's actually the black community are like saying, you're smashing our businesses up. You're smashing up your own community. Like, what I said, are you doing?
You know, the Black Lives Matter does not represent the black demographic at all. They're not all looters thinking they're all victims. They're not. They're completely not. But, you know, going back to only white people being racist, it's, again, nonsense. I mean, I've been in the prison service where you get black people who refuse to be cuffed by white people, and they'll use, you know, racist language against white people like chalky, snowdrop, other things, you know. If a prison officer was to say the N-word or anything, that'd be a career gone, and I've seen it happen.
Yeah. So
black people can be, if not are, more racist than white people. Because white the political correct laws white people have made goes against them.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
What do you think to the thing is where white people are bowing and saying, please accept our apologies for, like, yeah, our ancestors?
Yeah. Massive, massive cuckoldry. Massive. It's no other word for it, but cuckoldry. It's pandering. And it doesn't make you ashamed to be white. It makes you ashamed that they're white. You know, what the hell are you doing?
Mm.
It's not your fault. You didn't enslave these people. The ancestors did. Miles away, hundreds of years ago. Nothing to do with you.
I do think it's making a bigger divide as well, because looking at, like, the comments on videos now, a lot of people are saying this isn't the way to go. You're just counterproductive.
Yeah,
you're destroying your own narrative by doing what you're doing. There's easier ways. Well, not easy ways, but there's better ways of doing it.
Yeah.
But people have got to be seen to be doing this, because if you don't kneel or bow down, you'd be seen as like you don't care.
Yeah. And Martin Luther King got change, and he wasn't violent. Gandhi got change. He kicked out the empire, the British Empire, through non-violent means. If they can do it, why can't these idiots?
Because it's not that, because it's they're just energized now. They're all energized. They're all like, let's get it. They're not thinking clear. The media are doing what the media always do. Doing this podcast, I've learned massively how the media works. I've got a few news apps. So I look at all the news articles. Then I read in between the lines.
Yeah.
But the media don't help.
Well, fanning the flames. I mean, I saw an article by Sky News on Twitter, and the headline was black man tasered by police for being black. I looked into it. This happened months ago. Before this, I was going to say Rodney King then, but it was his name, George Floyd. Before this George Floyd nonsense, before Christmas.
Yeah.
So fanning the flames, the media, and they love it. They absolutely love it because, again, the media left-wing as well. And anything against a pro-government, pro-law and order Tory, white middle class, white people, you know, normality, if you can call it that, then it fits fine. It suits them, and they do that. So I don't watch the news. I analyse it more than watch it.
Well, definitely, yeah. And like you touched on PC, political correctness going mad.
Yeah.
It brings us back to the same thing. If you have a different opinion against a trans person, saying I respect trans people, but I don't agree in it, you be classed as a transphobe. And it's like,
yeah,
it's just mad that the left are prepared to use violence. As we mentioned before, Tommy Robinson got called a racist prick over these last few days, and spat in his face. Loving or hate him, that's not acceptable. You can't get around spitting at people's faces in the best of times. So Tommy felt under threat, knocked the guy off his bike, and Tommy got arrested. It'll be interesting to see what's going to happen to the guy who spat at Tommy.
It would be interesting, but I doubt it'd be anything.
Regardless if you love or hate Tommy,
yeah,
you can't condone that sort of behaviour.
No, but of course not.
It seems the left are condoning that behaviour. Not just the left, I'm sure there's other people. And there's I'm not bashing the left, but they seem to be condoning these violent riots.
Again, that's down to the media. I mean, back to Tommy Robinson. The reason the lefties hate Tommy so much, there was a phone call to a guy called Ian Dale on LBC a few years ago. I was listening to it on the radio. And this guy questioned him and said, okay, this segment's about Tommy Robinson. You called him a racist. What can he say? He said, that's racist. And Ian Dale says, I'm not going to repeat on here. And what's he said? I'm not going to repeat it. But can you prove it? Yeah, it's all written down in front of me, Ian Dale says. I'll say it then. What did he say? I won't. This is too racist. It's too disgusting. Bearing in mind, this is when Ian Dale did the night slot. Mm-hmm. It could be said beyond the watershed. So I still can't find anything racist that Tommy Robinson has said. Anyway.
I'm not sure if there's someone on his Twitter that someone pulled back up from years ago, but I'm thinking, well, if we all go back to the things we did and said a couple of years ago, all of them. I mean, I'd get banned off everything.
Oh, yes.
But it's something you do when you're young and naive. Yeah. And you don't know, like, sort of the certain words you'd use for the corner shop when, like, you was younger.
Yes.
And I mean, I use corner shop now, but back in the day I didn't. But when I was 7 or 8, there was no malice in it. It was just something.
Yeah.
You said, I'm just going to go to the shop.
I understand. Yeah. Yeah.
Then, like, you grow up. I've never been that sort of inclined to, like, sort of say sort of things like that now, because obviously you grow up, you like realize the connotations of it and things it can hold.
Yeah.
And the older you get, you just want a nice quiet life. But now there's these riots and you're thinking, what the fuck's going on? I'm not going to bow down to no one. I don't need to hold a sign up saying Black Lives Matter when I know Black Lives Matter. I know White Lives Matter. I know All Lives Matter. I'm pro-life. So, I don't agree in abortion or killing people in, like, general. I just think we should all need to give our heads a wobble and think, who cares? Who cares? Just live your life and get on with it, because you're here for such a short amount of time and you're smashing your own streets up, you're smashing your own neighbourhood up, you're like, segregating everyone.
Absolutely.
You're like bullying people into kneeling. You're going up to the police that should be there to protect, and you're telling the police what to do. And the police are like, well, yeah, go on then. So rarely the police have been put into a predicament where them officers should be taken off the street with this riot. Anyone who's kneeled should be taken off the street, because they can't be shown as being seen as weak-willed.
Of course not.
Because if it does kick off big time, which I don't think it will, I think it'll peter out, because that's what the left are like. Well, that's what the right are like. That's sort of what everyone's like. Everyone's got big energy of things for a few days. Probably not now. It'll probably come for months, I've said that. But they shouldn't be seen to kneeling down, because back, I mean, like as you said, in Ireland, you wouldn't kneel to the IRA or the UDF or things like that. And you wouldn't go to the East and you wouldn't kneel to them. And they wouldn't do the same to like you, so I don't understand why the police are doing this.
I mean, if you're a white woman now and you're quite concerned about these black people rioting, say you're a black woman, you're in the middle of being raped by a black man, and a cop happens to see it, what's the cop going to do? Kneel in front of the rapist, save her? What's he going to do? You don't know.
You've like got to be very careful now on the things you do and the things you say. I mean, I lost a lot of followers on Twitter because I put, no, not on Twitter, on Instagram, sorry, because I put a post up that Mike Tyson did. And I know about, and like that was 2012, 2015, but it's like still the same.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson still did that Blackout Tuesday thing.
Well, it goes to prove even black people who go against the lefty narrative, they get silenced as well.
Yeah. Anyone who says that, like, there's the two black tweets. There's loads of black people now saying, look, this.
Well, they'll get silenced. They'll get told to shut up.
Of course they will.
They'll get told to shut up. Or, so, you know, violence upon you. That's what they'll do. That's what these lefties do. It's the narrative. They will engage in violence to get it. I mean, I had a bit of a spat with a guy on YouTube. He lives in New Zealand. And everyone knows about him. He doxed me.
All right.
The videos are still up, but he got chucked off in the end because thousands of people just went on there and reported him. And it started off, I was in bed with the half, just going to sleep, said, oh, you must be famous by now. This was last year. So don't be daft. I'm on a YouTuber. Go on, Google your name. So I Googled my name and I looked down, and my name's quite big in Asia, apparently. Japan and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people watch me in Japan.
Well, Japan's quite a racist country, to be fair.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, so I looked down, then I saw this thing on a Facebook article written by a guy called, I won't say his name, I won't give him the publicity now. That was my mistake. I gave him publicity.
Ah.
I did wrong with this fella. And he wrote on a Welsh Independence page, Facebook page, that go on to Dylan Parry, Paz 49's YouTube channel. He's a racist. He's a neo-Nazi. He's trying to gather neo-Nazis, and he might make it difficult for our Welsh independence marches. I don't give a shit about Welsh independence. I'm Welsh. If the Welsh people vote for independence, good for them. That's democracy. That's what I'm all for.
Yeah.
I'm against it, but that's my voice. I won't try and stop it. What the hell can a guy on YouTube in Aylesbury do to stop Welsh independence? Nothing. I'm not going to turn up and throw eggs at them. That'd be a waste of... You know, people have a right to march civilly, like they're doing in Wales. Anyway, so I had a look at it, and then he had a YouTube channel. And in it, he slags me off. I thought, oh, I'll have a bit of fun with him. So I did a video in his honour. I completely destroyed him. And, you know, my subscribers then went onto his channel. He turned his comments off. Then every video after that was against me and crossed the Rubicon. And it was nothing intelligent. It was just a man in his 60s, at least. A big fat man in his 60s who hated me. Absolutely hated me. And it just went on and on. And all I had to do was give a little quip or something that he would know that I'm taking the piss out of him. And the next morning, there'd be like a half an hour video just slagging me off. Nazi, racist, fascist. And there's another YouTuber he's, well, he hates. He lives in New Zealand. And there's a YouTuber called Cross the Rubicon who I support. And he's my point of view as well, you know. And he just hates the guy. And in the end, I woke up one morning and the other half rushed into the room. I've seen what this fella's done. I said, well, he's posted a picture of me and you. So where the hell did he get that from? So obviously he stalked her on Facebook. Basically. So then again, he just said the most disgusting sexual things about my other half. Compared her to a gorilla. He put pictures of her up with the face of a gorilla on it. I thought, right, that's it. I've had enough. So I spoke to my sister and then she looked up. And I've got a friend in Aylesbury who's a hacker, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked, listen, guys, just look into this fella. See what the hell is he, where's he getting this stuff from? So they did. They found out everything about him. Now, I had a choice here. I was in a fork in the road. Do I dox this fella back and, you know, give everything about him? Because I know absolutely everything. Everything. Or do I be the bigger man? So I became the bigger man. I said, listen, I'm still the hacker. Don't do anything. Just let him hang himself. And he did. Because people from Twitter, from Facebook and everything just harangued him. And he got chucked off. But I know he has resurfaced. And he's getting like two people watching per video. I won't say what channel it is on the thing, but he's still on there. He did do a video about me, calling me a racist filth. And crossed the Rubicon. And also he went on Twitter and he put a map up of the place where Cross the Rubicon lives and put an arrow to his house.
Mm.
That's what he did. He did the same to me where I used to work. Because as a prison officer, I used to sometimes deliver prisoners. So I delivered them to Aylesbury Magistrates Court. And a mate who still works there. And he said to me, listen, we just had an email saying we employ you and you're a Nazi. You're a neo-Nazi. And we should sack you. I said, oh, tough luck. I don't work. But they laughed. But that's what the left do. This guy is, he said he's Antifa. He's got Antifa symbols all over his channel. But it's literally hate. That's all it is. It's hate. And that's what people do.
It is. It's their get out, right? So I mean, like, sort of. I can see where like coming from, because when I was young, I like used to go to Labour meetings and things like that. And then what made me change was like, well, you can't really say that, and the other side can't have their say. You can't just close someone down because that's not fair. And then I looked at it, I thought, it's all fucking bullshit, you know. It's like everyone's getting shut down. You like say something different, you're either a racist, as we've said before, this, that, and like the other. Then, I mean, like, as I say, I haven't lost friends and like mates since I had when I was 17, because I just said we should have a point system unless you're a real refugee. But then it turned into an escalation of Canada's now racist. Well, he's made himself look weak, the like Canadian prime minister, by crying and kneeling.
Yeah, it's
just a joke. And to be fair, they dug that thing up from his past when he did blackface, so he's only really got himself to blame on that. But people do change, people can change, but it seems people aren't prepared to give anyone a chance to say, you did this back in 1999.
Yeah, well, people are changing for their careers. I mean, look at the guy who did Bow Selector. He was on.
I've seen that.
And he's there crying. I thought, you fucking muppet. That was years ago. No one complained about you being racist back then.
I think Mel.
Exactly. The reason he's being sorry now is for his own career. What an amoeba. What a spineless amoeba. I can't remember his name. What's his name?
He's got that thing around his hand. Oh, All right, he speaks like that, doesn't he?
Is it Lemon something?
Lennon? Yeah, Keith Lemon.
Keith Lemon.
Yeah.
David Merion or whatever. Anyway, it's him. I looked at this video, I thought, you pandering amoeba, you cuck. Why now? Because of this, because of your career. He's got a new series out. That's why.
It goes to show people that hold these BLM signs up.
Yeah.
Why aren't they doing this all the time? I mean, I'm sure some of them have been doing and some of them did do, yeah. But I bet you the vast majority of them didn't really give a shit before.
No, of course
they,
not.
Like, they just, I mean, like, sort of, I don't mean, I don't need to walk around with a sign, say, like, saying something to respect or yeah. admire or be on someone's side.
Yeah.
Because it's called virtual signalling. And yes, I've done it. And I'm sure I will do it again, maybe knowingly or unknowingly, but
yeah.
not to an extent where I'm selling out my beliefs and, like, I'm just jumping on a bandwagon. And the thing with jumping on a bandwagon is, to making yourself look cool, it's detrimental and it's a piss take out of what you're trying to fight for. Or I don't like use that term loosely with, like, sort of some people. And you can see this because if people did care... people won't smash windows or smash businesses up because some of these businesses won't get back now.
No, they won't. They're ruined.
Because they've got the virus and then people have helped them through the virus. The governments are opening small businesses, but then they're just getting smashed up, the stock stolen and the place is set on fire. And if they go to protect it, there's a lot of videos. There was one of that old lady that got it and, like, they're all coming around the sides. People are getting... and it's just gone mad and people can't see that. And in these invitations, people are saying it's a peaceful protest, which is cool. People should have a peaceful protest. I'm like all for freedom of expression, but then it's like little things in, you're required to wear a face mask. A, that would piss me off anyway if I wanted to go, because I don't like being told what to do. I've got a major problem with authority and that ain't really saved me well in work or school or anywhere or just in life in general. But they could have said, if you want to wear a mask, we'd prefer you to do so, but it's your choice. But if you're required to wear a mask, I'm like, well, I'm not even fucking going to a protest then. If you tell me what I can and can't wear, what is it? A uniform process? And who, like, wears uniformed things at protests? Antifa. And a lot of them might sway on the side of that. And one thing I have noticed, it's a lot of girls. It's a lot of young 20-odd to 30-odd girls that are, like, doing this. Yes. On like their Instagram, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the TikTok videos. Someone's been putting them on. There's a hashtag going about saying delete TikTok, and there's a video with a girl who's waiting for the crowd to come up, and she steps out with a Black Lives Matter sign. So she's got in her picture taken, looking like she's in. Now that is in the video. I don't know the context of that video, but there's other videos out there of. Influencers or wannabe influencers.
Yeah, I'm seeing. I mean, I know there's a picture of, is it one of the, what the hell, the Kardashians, the younger ones, Kyle Jenner, Kendall Jenner, and put a picture on an Instagram where she's holding up a Black Lives Matter photo. But if you look at the shadow behind her, there's nothing in her hands. She's just stood there with her hands up. She's photoshopped that photo, that Black Lives Matter sign, to her hands. Now, people like me are called, you know, people like you and me with different opinions are called racist about this George Floyd because we don't agree with the riots. But I can tell you now, and I'm sure you'd be the same, if we walked past George Floyd, that happening to him, I would have questioned the copper and thought, listen, he's on his neck, he needs to ease up.
I mean, a few people did, but it didn't for sight.
But they assume that people like us wouldn't. But of course I would. I'd say, listen, he needs to ease up or something. I wouldn't stand there clapping, yay, kill the black man.
No, you wouldn't do that. Especially me being pro-life. Life's life. I don't really see, but I don't know. It just seems to be getting to the point as where whites are very much, you can't say this, you can't do that, but a certain group of people can because they've been oppressed. And it's like, well, that's bullshit. You can't say that about me. And I have an opinion and you ban me from everywhere or chastise me.
Well, all these celebrities going on about it, you know, going on about, I mean, Bolton Council put up an email about supporting Black Lives Matter and they abhor murder and they can have a minute's silence, but nothing about Emily Jones. She was in Bolton and she was killed by a was it Somalian, who went through Armenia to get here. Nothing about her whatsoever. And there's white farmers in South Africa being killed wholesale because they're white, having their lands taken from them because they're white by the racist South African government at the moment. And no celebrity is going behind that cause whatsoever. And that is pure racism. Even the Zulu Nation are backing the white farmers.
Yeah, it's because it doesn't suit the narrative.
It's not trendy. That's what it is.
No, and it does seem to be trendy, whether it's, and I'm not causing any controversy here, but if it's the hashtag Me Too, hashtag Black Lives Matter, hashtag All Lives Matter, hashtag White Lives Matter, it's all bullshit. Pray Do you know what I mean?
The same thing. Pray for them putting a flag over your country when it gets a terrorist attack.
Yeah.
It means absolutely nothing. It's an empty gesture.
Do what you want to do. If you want to sit in the your room and cry over Floyd, do that. That's just as good as going out on the street, because you don't. I mean, I can get where they're coming from, where like they've got to be seen saying, well, no one's going to hear our voice if we don't go out and protest.
I'll go right, like, America, where it really happened, not here. It didn't happen here. It would never happen here.
And it's going to escalate to, what about this? 3 years ago, what about that? 4 years ago. Now I'm seeing that more, but a lot of people are saying, especially in the black community, don't do that. There's better ways to do it than this. What are you doing?
It's
like,
and we should support them. These people who are talking out in the black community against this nonsense, we should be supporting them, and we should be amplifying their voices, because they're the kind of people that the black community, black kids, should be looking up to at the end of the day. Black people who have made themselves businesses successful, who are calling out this shit.
Yeah.
The Anthony Joshuas don't use white businesses anymore. That's just
That's racist in itself. Not.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what like would happen if a white person said, don't use a black business?
Oh, yeah, Nigel Farage. Imagine Nigel Farage saying that. Never use white businesses. Don't use an immigrant's business. Oh, he'd be in jail before you can say multiculturalism works. You know, or even Donald Trump. But then again, Donald Trump only has to fart, and that fart is racist or spreads a pandemic.
Donald Trump, I love Donald. He's dead funny because he pisses people off, and he knows he winds people up. You can see it in his face when he stands and goes like that. He's trolling you, but he's done good. He did better than Obama. Obama was bombing all the time by drones.
Obama, he made the blacks think that they were victims again. He set back racial tensions, racial equality and harmony back at least 30 years. But, you know, employment, black employment under Trump has fallen dramatically. So he's done more for the black community than Obama ever did.
Yeah, but that's not recognised.
No, of course not, because his Trump doesn't fit the narrative.
So where do you think these protests are going to be going from now? You think they'll continue doing? You think they'll fizzle out? Because there's one today in my area and there's one next week. Now I'm thinking they're taking a chance with the one next week because it might all blow over. Well, not blow over, because that's a disrespectful term to use, but it might peter itself out. The like issue won't, but the riots might. Where do you think it's going to end and how it will end? Because Donald Trump was on about putting the army on like the streets, and people were like saying, no, you shouldn't be doing that. But if the National Guard get out and the police can't really do good or bad, whatever they do, where's it going to end? Because one way to ensure another lockdown are these riots. Not because it might spread the virus, but the governments will say, we're not asked for this, we're going to lock it all down again.
Yeah. Well, it can either go one or two ways. It can either continue escalating, and the worst case scenario, it'll be like a terrorist attack or an outrage or something like that, or it'll fizzle out.
Well, really, they are terrorists, because the definition of terrorists is like using intimidation or violence
for
political gains, and that's what they're doing.
I mean, the worst case scenario, it'll be either someone will bring a gun, a copper or a journalist, or a bystander will get shot, or, you know, I mean, this is worst case scenario now, or it'll be a bomb maker. It'll be an explosion, deaths, or it'll just fizzle out. I'm hoping, and I think it'll just fizzle out. But worst case scenario, it'll go that route. I think these riots are getting worse.
And like, I it like quite worried me when I saw the horses bolting, and like, I'm like, oh, they're just doing no good. We've just started to get our freedom back slowly, and you're just going to fuck it all up for everyone. Not yeah. because it's going to spread the virus, which that's going to be an interesting thing to see if we, our number does go up through all these gatherings. Mm-hmm. But it's dangerous because the police might say, we're going to have to lock this city down because you're not protesting now, it's turning violent. And all it takes is two or three people, because if you've ever been to a football match, I don't know if you have, but all it takes is a group of kids to start singing, come yeah. on, come on, and it sweeps the stadium. Because yeah, everyone's energised, everyone's dead angry, everyone's passionate, which is good. Everyone should be passionate about this subject because it does need addressing. Yeah. But there's a right way and wrong way of doing it.
And it is the wrong way. They're going about it the wrong way.
Just like marching with signs. I mean, like, I did listen to a podcast and someone did say the way to do it is stop spending your money. Like, sort of all black people, stop spending your money on, like, public transport. Yeah. And that's the way, because that's when the governments will start to listen, when the money starts to run out. But
luckily, there's enough decent black people to disregard that whatsoever.
Of course there is, yeah. How do you think free speech is going in this country? I mean, I know we haven't really got free speech.
Down the pan.
And how does that make you feel? Because you come from an army background. Mm. So, obviously, people before you, my granddad and that,
yeah.
fought in the war. I mean, I'm not necessarily all for war. Mm. But that's my own personal thing. But the way World War One and World War Two was fought for free speech and that, and then it's been taken away, ironically, from by the left, and in the 90s and 80s and early noughties, the left were the people who said, we need to say these things, we need to be heard, and now it's sort of flipped itself around where...
We are not culture.
And it's like, the culture. Yeah. It's very... What do you think of that? And, like, I mean, have you still got mates in, like, the army?
No, they're all retired now. Is it this year, last year, they're all retired as sergeant majors.
Ah.
If anyone's watching this and I'm talking about, yeah, even you, I can't believe you're a sergeant major. good mate of mine at the time, but mind you, but Jesus Christ, hey-o. Anyway.
I mean, how do you think the people who used to fight sees, well, we fought a war for free speech and now you're just decimating it? How?
Yeah, I think that's a smear on the people's memory who died in war for the West, and the West stands for freedom of speech, democracy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember landing in Iraq. Was it Optelic 4? Not the war, the Optelic 4, the operations bit, the peacekeeping. And the soldiers I'd known all throughout my career who were saying, yeah, let's go to war and let's kill people. Very gung-ho.
Mm-hmm.
Jacket type.
Yeah.
But up there, they're like, we shouldn't be here. And we shouldn't, because it turns out we were wrong to be there.
Was that the weapon to mass destruction with Tony Blair, that part?
Yeah, we should not have been there. We turned up and we should not have been there. It's just gone tits up. We should have left Saddam where he was. He had everything under control.
That's and now look what's point. Come about from Saddam going. It's ISIS's rose. From that.
Iraq is still in ruins.
And the person who called out the weapons of mass destruction dossier... He killed himself, didn't he?
Yeah.
Was it Dr. Kelly Scott?
That's it. Killed himself.
Killed himself.
Killed himself. It's all
so, gauging from that, you can see the government's got its own agenda.
Yeah, it does.
And
yeah.
with the press mixed in, because like the press, you'll never get to know the real story with them, like the press, because it's so contrived, it's so manipulative, and the general public... live in their own little Britain's Got Talent bubble where all they're bothered about is what's on TV, what's for tea, yeah. what time are we doing this? The like can't see past that. Mm. And I know people like that saying, well, it sort of got to be true because the government are telling you it's true. It's like...
Well, people are saying, where is Boris Johnson? What's he doing about all this? And the press are even saying, what's he doing? But I think Boris Johnson probably doing the right thing, really. I mean, I was all... thinking about it now, I was all for the army coming out and quelling them, but what he's doing is he's giving these people a platform to show the world what they really are, and that's quite Machiavellian of him.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, I just hope people who do go out and protest, go out and protest good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's your right to do so. But also on the flip side of that coin, the people who might not agree with you, they've got a right to like say it. So you can't lose your shit. You've got a choice to listen to it and say things, and they should have exactly the same choice as you. And that's my massive thing. Fear is fair. And yeah. Fear is fair. Not fear is fear. Fear is fair.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, that's why people went to war and fought and died, so that we could have differences of opinion and not be, you know, George Orwell's 1984, which is the way it's heading.
Brave New World, yeah.
Brave New World.
But when I was talking to you, I said to you about Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber.
Yes.
And like how he did his manifesto and how it's all coming true to light. And I do think technology does have its own uses, but I also think it's going to destroy.
It'd be social media that does that.
Social media, you can't say anything, because if someone flags you up, I do realise the private companies, but if someone don't agree something, it's like that spoiled child, that like only child syndrome. I want it my way. You can't do that. I've always had it my way.
I'm taking the football home. That's the lefty right there. I'm taking the football home because I'm not as good as you.
So yeah.
I'm taking the football home with me. But hopefully Trump is stamping down on them now by bringing this, by taking away their protection. Because they are biased.
Yeah, I like did read that. Something about Twitter, wasn't it? Because, Mike, one thing that I noticed that he said when the looting starts, the shooting starts.
Yeah, but, we didn't know what he meant, but that was twisted by the media.
Yeah, and also someone else posted how to topple. What's the big structures called? What are they called?
Whereabouts?
That's sort of got a pinnacle to them.
The obelisk.
Yeah, someone put a tweet, a professor put on how to topple it, how to bring one down.
Oh, really?
And Twitter didn't do anything about that.
Oh, of course.
And that's been brought up a few times because people saying, well, that's inciting violence, just the same as Donald Trump was meant to be inciting violence. So why aren't you doing it for one and not the other?
There's a parody account on Twitter. I don't know if you know, it's called Titania McGrath. Now, the person behind this is a bloke who is very centre in politics, but he did it to highlight the bias of Twitter, the lefty bias, because the things that Titania McGrath comes out with destroy the white patriarchy. If you were schooled by a male teacher, then you're a sexist just because of that. Outrageous things. Nothing's done to it. I am quite sure that some hipster in California monitoring Twitter, whatever, a Hillary supporter looks at it and think, oh yeah, that's a proper, you know, she's on our wavelength. When in fact it's a parody. And it's there to highlight Twitter's utter bias. I think it's cough is catching my cough. Yeah. So
it is. Well, thanks for coming on. It's like been an hour. If people want to know where you are, how can we find you? How can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Pliskin Von. Pliskin as in Snake Pliskin out of Escape of LA. That's where I got the name. Or YouTube, X Army Paz 49. Or just type in Paz 49. It's quite popular now.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put this on today. I'll also put all the descriptions in. I'll also put the video on YouTube, and you can find the audio on Podbean, Apple, and all the podcasts, and Spotify. It's on Spotify now. So, excellent stuff. Well, thanks for coming on. What I'll do is I'll stop recording, I'll have a quick chat with you, then I'll let you get on with your day.
Okie dokie. Cheers, dude.
All right, and cheers for that for coming on. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The Tea Biscuits Podcast.